It is Santana with Michelle Branch from Easy Rock. So Amazing Race Canada is going to be kicking off, going on Tuesday. And it turns out, for the first time ever, we have some locals on it. We've got the two funeral directors from Grand Forks, who are going to be awesome to watch, a mother and son combination. And then it turns out, Ryan LaChapelle, who's been joining us on the show for the last couple of winters anyway, from Red, and Ken McAlpine, who's been working up at Gabriella's in Rosland, both going to be on the show, Team Giver, and they're joining us on the phone this morning. Hey, guys.
Hey, how's it going? Anyway, Team Giver, you got that right, buddy.
So all of a sudden, we got you on the radio, you love the taste of it, and now you've taken on television?
Oh, of course, yeah. We thought, you know, we'll just step it up a notch and see if we can get on the Amazing Race Canada. Why not?
Yeah, did you watch the show? Did you guys watch the show?
Yeah, I mean, I used to watch the show as a kid, mostly the American version, but not so much the Canadian version, just because I haven't really had cable where I've lived for the past, you know, 5 years or so. But, you know, as a kid growing up, the American version was always, you know, always on the television when we were home with the family and all that.
Yeah. So how did you get on the show? What did you have to do?
So there was a very lengthy application process, which started with an audition video, which we filmed at Red, on the mountain, on the chairlift in late November.
Okay.
That was submitted. And then they got back to us with some questionnaires, background history, our relationship, fears, strengths, goals. And then that went on to a face-to-face interview with the producers.
Wow.
I'm thinking Team Giver had something to do with it, too. Did they know the team name? Is that what put you over the edge?
Oh, yeah. The team name was everything for us. You know, we live, you know, through the word giver. And yep. I mean, I would say mostly everyone in the Kootenays knows what giver means. If you don't, you know, it means give it all you got, 100%, full commitment. And that was important to us because that's how me and Kenneth, you know, that's how we live our lives.
Yeah.
We, you know, we live lifestyle over luxury is like, what we like to say. And, you know, we want to live the best years of our lives right now and make the most of it. So, you know, calling ourselves Team Giver, you know, it just fit perfect.
Ken, when did you move to the Kootenays?
I lived in Nelson with Ryan in 2012 for a few months, and then we moved up to Revelstoke that winter.
Yeah.
And then this past winter season, 2016-2017, was my first winter in Rosland and at Red.
And so meeting Ryan for the first time, I guess you didn't meet until you got to be roommates in Nelson.
No, we actually went to high school together.
No way!
Ryan and I have known each other for just under 12 years now.
Yeah.
And through high school, the plan was to move out west when we graduated. And I got an opportunity to go to cooking school and complete my apprenticeship as a chef. And Ryan stuck with the game plan, and he's been in the mountains ever since.
Well, you guys almost snuck past us because it was showing you as being from Ontario, but we're going to consider you, you're Rosland folk. You're Kootenay boys.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. I mean, you know, we're going to be back in Kootenays in the fall, getting ready for the ski season, obviously. But, you know, we felt it was vital, you know, to be back here in Collingwood with our family and our, you know, childhood friends to go through this one-in-a-lifetime experience and to share it with everybody. And, you know, it's amazing to represent Collingwood, our hometown, but it's also amazing to represent the Kootenays. And, we just feel so blessed and so humbled to represent a couple small towns and just to give her, our fullest.
Give her!
That's what, now I know why you were so darn happy when I saw you in the mall the other few months ago.
I couldn't say anything, Wayne.
Yeah, I know. You had to keep that all quiet. That's hilarious. And that's probably been the hardest part is not being able to talk about this.
Oh, I mean, it's crazy. Me and Kenneth are both very, very social guys, and to keep our mouths shut is a task in itself. So, you know.
Duct tape?
you know, once we were announced by CTV, you know, a good week and a half, almost 2 weeks ago now, the whole world knows.
Yeah, and as they noticed, we can't talk about the show. We're not talking about how far you make it or what have you, but we will connect at some point through this show when either you guys get eliminated or you win. Either way, we'll be in touch again, okay?
That's great, Wayne. We're excited to keep people in the loop and have people follow us. We're on social media at Team Giver. If people are in the Roslyn Red area, check out Tuesday nights at the Rafters.
Yeah. Kudos to Nicole Briggs. She's obviously a legend, the legend of Red Mountain. She set up Rafters every Tuesday night. It'll be live on the air.
Oh.
At make sure you get there early enough to have a couple bevvies, you know, and tune into the show because this was the experience of our lives. It is an insane roller coaster ride, and I can't wait for people to watch it because they're going to get fired up.
Oh,
it's like
yeah.
Team Giver. Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
They sound like
Canada ain't ready.
Canada's not ready. That is going to be awesome. Ken McAlpine, Ryan LaChapelle, thank you guys very much. Team Giver, we're all cheering you on.
Thanks a lot, guys. We'll talk to you soon, Wayne and Jane. Can't wait.
The RDCK is updating the Regional Resource Recovery Plan that will determine the direction.